Rick Broyd is in studio with us. He's our gadget guy. And Rick, recently I had something happen, and you and I communicated on Facebook. I got taken in, and Ed, you'll get a chuckle out of this, by a penny auction site. Now, just to give a little bit of the background, Ed, I think you've done stuff with
Craigslist.
Craigslist.
I do it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. I saw some. I was looking for a smartphone. I was looking for a Windows phone in particular, trying to get one for less than the tons of money that are out there. I ran into a site. A young woman said, I ran out of the phones that I had, but you should go to this one site, and it's called Dibsies, I think, .com. And that's where I got mine at these incredible prices. So I went to Dibsies, and it was one of these penny auction sites. Rick, explain what a penny auction site is.
It's hard to do that in a succinct manner, but basically a penny auction site is kind of almost a gambling site where you bid on products. It could be anything from a tablet to a smartphone to a Roku box or what have you. And the idea is that these products start out at maybe a penny. They literally start out at 1 cent. And so you pay for the privilege of bidding. And so each bid might cost
60 cents. On
60
this
cents.
Particular site.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you figure, I bid 60 cents. And then when the auction ends, if I'm the last man standing or I'm the winner, hey, I got this thing for a buck.
It looks pretty attractive. Now, here's the warning. Here's the warning, folks. I went in there, filled the information on this site because I wanted to observe it. Just wanted to observe it.
Right.
So I put all my data about my address, etc. Then the next page comes up. It wants my banking information. That's okay. This is a site that's going to be, I might be doing bidding on. And I put the information in there, click the button to enter. No sooner had I done that than I noticed in my email, all of a sudden, a site pops up and says, thank you for your purchase of $79 worth of these bid tokens.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, they give you 179, I think it was, tokens that you can use in the bids for these things. So you're bidding on an iPad or whatever it may be, you use one of these tokens. And you use it each time you make a bid. So it can get kind of expensive. But the point was, I hadn't approved that $79 purchase. I went through the roof, get back and said, I want this canceled immediately, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and I want my money back. And I had, the long story short is they did give me my money back, thank heavens, but they also took the money immediately. I went to my bank, and that $79 had been deducted immediately.
Yeah, I think it's a great example of always reading the fine print very carefully, because even though maybe it wasn't immediately visible in the tiny print
somewhere
down at the bottom of that second page, it might have said, you'll be charged immediately for your opening bid, whatever. These penny auction sites sound pretty amazing, and I guess if you are really diligent and a gambler and you want to try to game the system, I guess maybe you can probably walk away with some deals, but by and large, you are going to be on the losing end of that deal.
Yeah, that's what they sell you on is, look at all the stuff that you could get if you would go in here. And I linked to an article you wrote in 2011 on these things, which actually, it is so timely. I mean, it is exactly a description.
Well, nothing's changed.
Oh, my Lord. I guess the caveat emptor, the warning to the buyer is, be very careful to read all these things. And I would say before you give them any financial information, read that last page carefully.
If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Oh, man. And I have to say, thank goodness they did refund my money. So I'm not out the $79, but there was a sick feeling in my stomach when I realized that I had done this stupid thing that suddenly somebody had gotten my account and $79 of it.
But then you had to do the next best thing and tell everyone.
That's right.
That's what we're here for.
But that's exactly. I hope you'll learn from my mistakes. All right, folks.